Almost French, written by Sarah Turnbull and read by Caroline Lee. This isn't like me. The queue for passport inspection at Charles de Gaulle Airport surges impatiently. My flight from Romania has coincided with one arriving from Mali, and I curse the rotten timing because at this rate, it'll take all day. The French police scrutinise the passports from Eastern Europe and Africa, ask lots of questions. The queue isn't really a line, but a claustrophobic knot, and I am somewhere in the middle of it, surrounded by women in bright headscarves and cumbrous robes, and tall, athletic men. Their blue-black faces shine. It's hot and stuffy. More passengers pour from planes, and we squash together tighter and tighter, our clothes and skins sticking together. I'm not the sort of girl who crosses continents to meet up with a man she hardly knows. I'd intended to give the passport officer a piece of my mind when it was my turn at the window, a few helpful suggestions. Like, how about concentrating on the task at hand instead of idly chatting with your colleagues? And haven't the French ever heard of those rope railings which arrange queues in neat snake configurations? But he stamps my passport with barely a glance, smiling charmingly as he says, "Bonjour, mademoiselle." And after all that waiting, suddenly I'm through the bottleneck and officially in France. Paris hadn't even been part of my travel plan. I'm in a spaceship. Terminal 1 is a galactic sphere traversed by transparent tubes which are speeding people in different directions. I take one going up. The impression of breathtaking modernity is dashed by the general run-down appearance of the place. If this is a spaceship, it's a pretty outdated model. At the top, luggage is being spat onto a conveyor belt which keeps stopping and starting. After another interminably long wait, my tattered blue backpack tumbles out. Yet here I am, coming to see, no, stay with, a Frenchman with whom I have conversed for a grand total of, maybe 45 minutes? Glass doors slide open. I push the luggage trolley down the ramp into the arrivals lounge. I wonder if I'll recognise him straight away. A couple of months have passed since we met. But to my surprise, there's no one in the crowd who even remotely resembles my mental snapshot. I steer the trolley over to an exposed seat near the glass exit, apprehension squeezing my chest. This is mad.